Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi, everyone. This is Starscast, your host for tonight. I'm having a few little issues with some of my browsers, but I think I'm on okay right now. Anyways, we have Stars Caitlin Clare. We have Stars Maya. And I've got to connect with somebody else because I had to leave and go back. So if everybody would just hang on, I'm going to turn this over to Stars Maya. Are you there, Stars Maya?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, well, you go ahead and start the show with Caitlin Clare, and okay. I'm going to go to the callers because I got behind a little bit behind here because I had to go to another browser, okay?
Okay, sure. Okay. Well, welcome, everyone, and we're so pleased to have you again this evening. Our topic is we're going to continue, for those of you that were able to listen in last week, as you know, past lives, we really had so much to say, and so we all were excited to be able to continue on with some of our ideas and philosophies and just a little bit of input from us as professionals. We hope that you will, we know you'll enjoy it, and we hope that maybe you can learn something. And again, this is Stars Maya speaking, and so I'm going to start off as Starscast gets the others. Hopefully we'll have four on our panel as we normally do, but I'm going to start things out a little bit, which we discussed some about past lives. And one thing that I wanted to talk about is the deja vu, which we touched on last time, and fears. And it, for some reason, we have done a topic before on the universal energy, but I've noticed a lot of clients have had these fears come up that make no sense. For as an example, I had a client, and she had never had any bad or negative experiences in water, and she actually was having dreams. And although we could go into dream interpretation, I really felt that this was a very good indication based on the information she provided and what my guides provided that the fear. And she was actually seeing like a sinking ship being left at sea. I know probably most of us have seen the movie Titanic. And I really feel that that fear was based in a past life. And so that's something that as humans, you know, fear is a bad decision maker. Fear is an obstacle for a lot of us. So it's something that for you listeners, you may want to jot down some of your fears. Now, if you've had a bad experience in your life, for example, you know, you had a dog bite you, which is something that actually did happen to me, although I got past that, or you have a fear of something, but it doesn't make any sense. There's nothing in this life that you can relate it to. You only know that the thought of dealing with that, whether it's, you know, water or high buildings or certain places, it might be good to jot that down and come and see one of us on Star Psychics for a past life reading. Past life readings are just so amazing, and I know a lot of us give detail. And the other thing is to jot down if you feel, let's say, like, for example, I live in Arkansas, and I've always had resonating within my soul, I'm Caucasian, and I'm saying this because in my soul I have always resonated with what I feel is more of a soulful, with the continent of Africa, with the drum beating, music. It's almost as if, you know, I have such a strong correlation and to that country and to a different way of life. You know, all Caucasian, African-American, American Indian, all of us have different cultures and different ways of, you know, how we're brought up. And so that's another thing that I think is really interesting for listeners. If you find yourself drawn to a place or even an era, a lot of people say, you know, gosh, I about a cowboy, you know, I just feel so strongly attracted to the cowboy way of life. I think it's very possible that you had a past life, and that's where this is coming from. And, of course, when it comes to the fears, then it will help you to overcome what you have in this life. And if it comes to a fascination or just being so drawn and so pulled to a place, a town, a city, anything like that, it might be interesting for you to do some research just to see how much more resonates with you. So that's where I'm going to begin, and I'm so happy to be here with all these wonderful experts, and so we're going to move on to Stars Caitlin Clare. Good evening, Stars Caitlin Clare. Thanks so much. It's so great to always hear the information you have for us.
Oh, hi, Maya. Thanks so much, and I'd like to welcome everyone to the show. My family, friends, and clients that listen in every week, thank you. I really loved what you had to say about resonating with things that we might have interest in this life. I was just reading about that today, and for me, personally, I've always had like this deep fascination with European history and royalty. And it turns out I had, a long time ago, I had a past life reading done by somebody who studied the Edgar Cayce methods, and it turns out, sure enough, I did have a past life with that. But the great lesson is that we can take the knowledge and the lessons from the past life and apply it to this one. And I think a lot of our fears, they can come up even in our sun signs. And let's say if you were born as an Aries, your biggest quest is to really come and find a real clear identity and gather up courage, because in a past life, you didn't necessarily have that courage. And we could go through each sign and maybe save that later for the readings, but I found that very interesting, is that the sign that we've chosen to be reincarnated in this life, we carry over these lessons from the past life, and we're going to learn if we embrace the positive attributes of Aries, which is like a strong, independent leadership, you know, someone who has a lot of courage, it's going to help us overcome the bad karma and the fears that we drag from one life to another, which is, I don't have perhaps a lot of self-esteem, or I'm scared to take chances, or I don't think I could be a good leader, even though inside it's really what I desire to be, but my head's telling me, no, 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 I can't do it. So we need to really embrace, you know, the positive aspects which we're born with in this life, but we can always learn from the past life.
Right.
I also think a lot of these fears that are coming up, well, this Friday we're coming into a doozy of a full moon and an eclipse in Aries, which there's always a lot of really nervous, negative energy. And we also have a opposition to Neptune that rules dreams. So if we're having weird dreams right now, it's an opposition to Mars, and they're not going to be very nice dreams because Mars is, you know, the planet of war. It's going to be nightmares. Don't be surprised. But remember that, you know, eclipses and then this Mercury retrograde coming up is the time to reflect, take a deep breath, just accept that your computer's going to go wonky, you're going to have car problems, your bills are going to have something wrong with them. Just accept that it's going to happen, because it always does, and it'll be easier to get through.
Okay, well, that's a great warning. So I hope our listeners, I mentioned it before, if not, you can always re-listen to the show, but it's so great to take notes because, you know, just like the information Stars Caitlin Clare just gave us, I'm not an astrologer, so I just took a note about Mercury going retro. And so now, Stars Caitlin Clare, the full moon for this month, did I understand you correctly? It's Friday?
Friday, and it will be an eclipse. It'll be a lunar eclipse, which draws a lot of energy, and we get very, very emotional during eclipses. And right before an eclipse happens, people tend to get very frightened and scared because there's all this erratic energy going on and nobody knows where the heck it's coming from.
Okay,
these eclipses, they always bring up major life events, and it's kind of like the universe is saying, I'm going to move you forward even if you kick and scream.
Right, right. It's okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So that's That's a really good, even though it's not, I'm not going to say I'm going to look forward to it, it's good. Forewarned is definitely a good thing. So we've got a little bit of a warning for you to prepare for being pushed ahead, whether we're ready or think we're ready or not. And also, you mentioned, and I'm so glad that you explained that, because since for our clients, we have to remember they're, you know, the majority of them, I'm sure, are not astrologers, just as like myself. So I want to make sure that when you use your terminology that I'm understanding you correctly. So go over the lunar eclipse a little bit, if you will. I'm fascinated with that, and give our listeners a little bit of what exactly, because I know when I've looked up lunar eclipses personally, like Google, you know, I kind of have an idea, but there's a lot of misleading information. So from your perspective as a knowledgeable person, what do you see as the lunar eclipse? What exactly, how do you define that, I guess is what I'm asking, if that makes sense.
Oh, sure. And I know that Google, as much information as it has, there's a lot of misinformation, especially when it comes to things like astrology, because there aren't astrologers necessarily writing for, you know, the Google pages. But all a lunar eclipse is when the Earth blocks out the sun's light. That's all it is. And this particular eclipse will have a 19-year cycle. And this particular eclipse, because it's in Aries, means that we're coming to completion of a cycle and completion of tasks. So think back what you were doing in 1994. How much have you accomplished since then? These are things to be proud of. Eclipses are not bad things. They're not horrible things. A roof is not going to fall on your head. These are times when we're completing things and we're going to have unexpected opportunities come up.
Okay.
The light on an eclipse shines on parts of life that are mostly affected by your natal chart. So if you were going to look at the moon, which is going to be, let me pull my chart out for my chart. The moon is going to be at 16 degrees in Aries. And so if you were to look at your chart and go, well, gosh, is my sun or moon at 16 degrees of Aries? Well, then I'm going to be the most affected by this eclipse chart. But something
right, but
been... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Hey,
I was
this
just
going to
say that someone should, someone would have to actually have their chart and know their chart to be able to apply that information, right, Stars, Caitlin, Claire?
Well, an eclipse will affect everyone, but if you do happen to have your birth natal chart, you could look at it and go, oh, okay, well, I have some planets at that particular degree. And you can always get a chart done at the star site. I'm more than happy to do charts. That's my thing. I love to do them. But it's just something to keep in mind. Something ends, something new begins. It's not wise during this time to issue any kind of ultimatums or make major life decisions. It's better to listen than to act during this time because we're very, very emotional. But do expect the unexpected opportunities. Our karma is multiplied by 1,000 during this time. And charity offered during a lunar eclipse releases a lot of bad karma from a past life. So it's a great time to reflect. Try not to be too over-emotional. Kind of go with the flow. A lot of fated events are going to happen, like, you know, babies are going to be born, marriages, all these big major life events are going to happen. They're fated events. And you need to think of it more like, kind of like a supercharged full moon.
Okay.
So we have to accept that if we're unwilling to, you know, grow and change and mature, that the universe is going to kind of drag us along anyway. So it's better to go with the flow. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. And I think that Stars James has joined us. Is that you, Stars James?
It is. It is. I wasn't sure if you knew that, if you were aware that I was here. But anyway, I had one question. So Caitlin Clare, Stars Caitlin Clare, you were mentioning it's in Aries. Does that mean people, I think I understand what you're saying, but people who are Aries, which I am, people who are Aries will be more influenced by this eclipse?
Yes.
Is that what you were? Okay. All right.
You're going to be especially emotional, and it'll be, you really want to practice diplomacy.
Okay.
Try not to bite people's heads off because of reaction.
Right.
That's
right.
The big Aries lesson there.
Okay, and Stars James, go ahead. We're continuing with the past life.
Yes.
I added some information. Hopefully you were able to hear myself. And this is Stars Maya speaking, and Stars Caitlin Clare, what she had to say about past lives. And so go ahead. I know we had so much to discuss, so we decided to go ahead and, you know, do another show. So go ahead and share with us some thoughts or whatever you'd like about past lives or whatever you weren't able to get to during the last series.
Absolutely. And this is Stars James, and thank you for the introduction. Yeah, I had some issues connecting at first, so I wasn't sure if you were aware that I actually made it on. I did hear everything that you guys had to say, especially the correlation with, you know, fears and connections that we have to past lives. I was going to add a little bit more that I didn't necessarily have an opportunity to touch on, just my own personal beliefs and what makes sense to me. I believe in the unity principle, and I also believe that we are all manifestations of the divine. So to me, when I consider past lives, I look at that particular dimension of, you know, if I'm doing a reading or I'm doing a session or even just looking at it for myself, when I consider that, I consider that as a breakdown of the duality that we experience in this life. We're all divine beings having a spiritual, or we're all spiritual beings having a human journey, and we're all divine beings having a spiritual journey. And we are, you know, we are all in unity and all one in the divine. So when I consider a past life type situation, it doesn't necessarily negate that I am equally as connected and interconnected with you or with, you know, Stars Caitlin or with my clients. We're all interconnected in the divine. And like I said, this is my own perspective. But when I consider that there's an influence from a quote-unquote past life, that consideration is actually just a breakdown in the duality that we're experiencing, because as we evolve, as we grow spiritually, we become more and more unified in the divine nature, and we become more and more integrated into the divine matrix. So, I mean, that's kind of a little bit of a different take. I don't consider your life and my life as more separate than my life and a life that is influencing me from the past, that the duality has been broken down. I does that make sense?
It does a little bit. This is Stars Maya addressing Stars James. Now, I, to be clear for myself and again for the listeners, so I'm not sure that I grasped the entire idea. So I understand
sure.
The unity that you spoke about, but where do you stand then in the sense of past lives affecting us individually in this particular physical life? And I totally support and agree that we are spiritual beings that are living a physical life, and that
right.
we are all connected on that plane of energy, if you will. I mean, I know there's different terms and words we can use. But now, what are your feelings in regards to fears from past lives that could hold us back, or resonating with areas or times or even ethnicities, things like that? Do you, you know, explain to us a little bit about your feelings and what you just said, how that all fits in and ties in for you?
Absolutely. Well, like I was saying, most, and I think that most religions express that we are divine beings, and that our goal in our evolution, spiritual evolutionary process, is to align ourselves with our own divinity, with that reality. I mean, Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven, I mean, exists inside of us. That's where the fullness of God is inside of us. So to correlate that with a past life that is influencing our life right now, what that is we're human beings experiencing, we're divine beings experiencing duality. We're experiencing separateness from the whole. And so I don't believe that there is separateness from me, a past life, or me and you, or me and the listeners. I don't believe that there is, that duality is just an expression of the divine, a contemplation of the divine that says, what is it like to be separate? What is it like to not live in infinite love and infinite connection? And after that contemplation, we experience duality. Now, getting back to the past life issue, what I believe that a past life issue is when in our current duality experience, we have broken down some of the duality related to our current life. So we have influences from that unity, essentially, influences from that unity, because the duality has been broken down, that we are able to resolve certain karmic implications or karmic aspects of that broken down duality.
I see. Okay. And what else did you want to add, Stars James?
I was kind of listening to what you guys had to say. I mean, I certainly resonate with and appreciate what you guys had to say. My perspective, I know, is probably a little different. That's because I do come from more of a religious tradition rather than I studied religions, and I certainly do agree with the past life, you know, issue. I just wanted to express, because I didn't think I had an opportunity last week, that ultimately, even though we have implications from past lives, we have experiences that influence us from quote-unquote past lives, I don't necessarily believe that negates our infinite connection to unity and the divine, even though we're having an experience of duality.
I see. Okay, so you see, this is Stars Maya again, so if I'm understanding you correctly, you don't feel, and that's great, I mean, we don't have to be, what's so great about our panel is that we definitely can contribute different ideas, you know, different, you know, ideologies, philosophies, beliefs, everything. That's, you know, just like all of our listeners, not all of them come from the same background or beliefs. So I think it's awesome that we have, you know, different ways of expressing and seeing things. So you see it more as a unified situation as opposed to taking someone, singling someone out and saying, well, this is from this and this and this. You see it more as a collective conscience, or, you know,
did
I understand that right? Okay.
Yeah.
So you feel we all, you know, and I support the belief, I come from somewhat of a religious background as well, and I support the belief, I believe that, you know, I recognize God as the highest power, and I believe that we are all part of that light, and we all have the ability to connect with that light, and that, you know, again, this is Stars Maya, and my belief in the whole reason for past lives, if you will, is so that we can grow, because if we were spiritual beings, I see spiritual beings as being, I don't want to say perfect, but their understanding of energy and the universe and their love and compassion is so much at a higher level than humanity is, that I feel that the reason personally for continuing to come back to this earth is, perhaps part of it is choice, but also part of it is to try to achieve lessons and achieve that higher understanding. So it's kind of like learning. You can't go to high school without going to kindergarten and first grade. Occasionally you can skip a grade, but still, all in all, you have to kind of follow the steps. So that's just kind of my belief. And yours is a little bit different, Stars James, right?
A little bit different, yeah. I mean, I do believe that, you know, the past lives that we have access to, because I don't differentiate between my past lives and your past lives, or my life and your life, in my spiritual philosophy. But I do believe that there is an evolutionary process that is happening through, you know, through the past life experience, through the past life, idea, essentially. I think that there's definitely implications there that it is bringing us to a greater understanding, that it is a learning process. But ultimately, I believe that the end goal or the end game that we have in mind is really to bring us back into unity in the divine consciousness.
Okay, I see. Okay, so do you, would you then, this is Stars Maya again, And I don't want to sound like I'm grilling you, Stars James. I'm just fascinated, and I'm really enjoying what you have to say. And I love to learn. I think all of us do. That's part of why we're here. And so if you were to give a past life reading, is that something that you even do? Or do you do it in a little bit different way than what we traditionally think of regressing and talking about? You know, I think Stars Cast shared with us last week that she was regressed and lived as a princess. So if you do a past life reading, you do yours differently. Do I understand that correctly?
I'm not sure that you know, one single session would be necessarily different than a session that anyone else would be able to provide. I think that if I was doing a series, like I do energy healing, I do past life regression as well with some clients, and I'm a hypnotherapist as well as doing psychic readings. And I think that just one session, it would probably be very similar. As those sessions evolved, like let's say I had a client who was doing radical forgiveness with me. Ultimately, the main goal in that is, yes, let's address past lives, but also let's point you in the direction of the supreme consciousness and reintegrate yourself into that, because that is the purpose of the past life and the past life experience. So I think that one session, it would probably be, you know, very similar. If we were to do sessions, you know, several sessions, it would probably diverge a little bit, just because my end purpose is always to lead people to the higher consciousness level, to the integration into the divine.
Okay, great. Okay, I think I understand. And let's check and see, has Stars Morningstar joined us yet?
No, she's in the chat room tonight.
Okay, so then I guess I know we're actually running out of time, but let's go ahead and go back to Stars Caitlin Clare and see some Stars Caitlin Clare, your last thoughts or any comments on what Stars James shared with us.
Oh, I found it absolutely fascinating. And while listening to the both of you, I just had to sit here and really smile and go, it's such a Buddhist philosophy, you know, because I believe in enlightenment and that we are spiritual beings and we do carry the divine, whatever we want to call that divine, within us. Our past lives are lessons to reach that enlightenment, and we're all interconnected, but I do believe that everybody has a separate path, and we're here to help each other on each other's path. Some paths may intertwine, some paths we may walk hand in hand with other people, with our various soulmates, but we're all here to eventually come to a place of enlightenment. And I think it's really beautiful that it doesn't matter if it's a Christian or Jewish or Buddhist or pagan or Hindu, that it all sort of falls together if you look at it from a very simple point of view, which for me, I like to keep things very simple when it comes to my spirituality. But I just, you know, thought it was a beautiful way of, you know, summing it up that, yes, we are all interconnected. We are all, you know, carrying that beautiful divine energy and light within us, and we're all here to help each other achieve it. And our past lives can help us, showing us where, well, maybe we shouldn't do that again, and instead let's work on the strengths we've been given in this life and, you know, reach out a helping hand through compassion and help each other all achieve that enlightenment.
Okay, this is Stars Maya. Yeah, that was beautifully said, and I agree. Everything is, I feel like we all have so much to offer and a lot of fascinating ideas, and I'm sure that our listeners are really enjoying this. So does anyone else, Stars Caitlin Clare, Stars James, anyone want to add anything before we move on to callers?
Just real quick note, Mercury retrograde is happening on the 21st. So don't be surprised when your computer and your car and get all your repairs done and all your stuff done, major life decisions before the 21st. That's it.
Okay. Well, great. That's a good warning, and that's definitely good for all of us to know. And what about you, Stars James? Did you want to add anything before we move on to take calls?
Just really quickly, I totally agree. It is like the Buddhist philosophy. But I mean, when I study religion and I study those aspects, I mean, this trend of unity really shows up in a lot of religions. I mean, it certainly is a part of Hinduism. My personal tradition has always been the Christian tradition, and it's even reflected in that if you consider Jesus's last prayer, or Jesus's prayer before, you know, he died, was that his wish was that we would all be one and interconnected into the divine. He said that, Father, I wish that they would be one just as you and I are one. And that they would be in me, essentially understanding that, you know, that the purpose for spiritual enlightenment really is to identify with the divine in ourselves. And then Buddha, my favorite Buddhist quote is when Buddha said, through my enlightenment, all mankind has become enlightened. And ultimately he's saying that through his experience, he could see the end goal, the end game related to this whole purpose of life, all of our past lives leading up to this moment and beyond is really related to our integration back into divine consciousness. So, and that's what enlightenment essentially is all about. So I guess that's my final thought. And we could certainly go on to readings. This has been Stars James again.
Well, okay. Thank you, Stars James and Stars Caitlin Clare. This is Stars Maya. And I guess we'll move on to taking calls. It's been really, it's just been fascinating. Our first session we did last week, or our first panel discussion, was just filled with information. And this one, too, I'm just so happy, and I just feel honored to have such great experts to be able to speak and share our little blog talk space with. So with that, I guess we'll move on to Stars Cast, and she can get on with the show, I suppose.
Get on with the show and tell you that I've already had trouble with Firefox. So there is Mercury retrograde ahead of schedule, which I know things can happen prior to the actual start of it anyway. So,
yes,
oh, yes, I'm sure a lot of people are having problems. So I'm on Internet Explorer right now and going back and forth to the room and back here. We have a caller. I have to keep going back to the chat room because I can't do it like I usually do because I'm on Internet Explorer. However, all of you have a choice. I have Francine here, and I think Stars Maya, you've read for her before, correct? I think so.
I believe so. So I would say that she should get an opportunity to read with someone
new. Yes. Okay, because usually I start with you. So Stars Caitlin Clare, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
You are there. Okay, I'm going to connect Francine. Hiya, Francine.
Hi.
You're live on the air with Stars Caitlin Clare. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, Stars Caitlin. I had my house on the market, and I've ran into, you know, realtors who weren't doing, you know, who weren't really advocating for me. So I decided to go ahead and put the house on the market on my own. I'm looking to sell it by the end of the year for, you know, the 272 on the market, and I'm just wondering what you see with that.
Okay, let's take a look. So you want to see putting the house up just with by yourself?
Well, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I have to do it anyway.
Huh? Selling as the owner,
yeah,
as opposed to having the broker do it. Okay. Looking really good, but your broker isn't going to be very happy about it.
Oh, I don't have a broker anymore. I got rid of them.
You fired them? Well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the card that's sitting on top of this question is the Wheel of Fortune. So things are definitely going to go your way as far as the sale of this house. In the recent past, you've got sacrifice. You've gone through a lot to sell this house already.
But we're
showing a period of rebirth coming up, so I am seeing the house selling.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not for quite as much as you're asking right now,
mm-hmm,
but definitely I do see the house selling. However, we've got the Seven of Wands coming up, which represents rivalries. So there might be some kind of a bidding war, an angry broker, something like that.
I think it's a bidding war, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, the bidding war is going to happen. But, oh, here we go. We've got the Sun, which is the final outcome. outcome for this. So, yes, definitely you are taking the right steps in this transaction. Might have to go down a little bit on price, but in the end, it'll work out.
But it does look like I'll be successful doing it by the end of the year. Because I cut my hours at work because I didn't want the capital gains tax, you know.
Right. No, I understand. Trust me, I understand. I went through a short sale personally, and it took me a year. But, by the end of the year, yes, I do see this happening.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And can I make a comment to James and his past life really quick? You know, what you guys both were saying, it just seems like that ripple effect, you know, because when everything goes outwards and it comes back together in a cohesiveness, and then, you know, you kind of go back out again, and it just, you always brought to the original origin where that first, you know, that pebble was thrown. And so, you know, I really, you know, it was really interesting what you both had to say, because you were basically saying the same thing just differently. And, you know, it just reminded me of that push and pull, but really you guys were going back to the same center. You know, you guys were meaning the same. So
it's
anyway,
beautiful
that's
how that happens.
Yeah, it is. So, it is really interesting. I think it is. I mean, because really, ultimately, when you're talking about, you know, deeper spiritual concepts, you really do. I mean, there really is kind of a similar trend. Just different ways of expressing it. But really, we're all saying the same thing, just different ways so that different people can understand the same thing, you know, and really, because sometimes people will listen to me and go, I don't really understand what he's saying, but man, that Stars Caitlin Clare was right on the ball. And so ultimately, it is good to have these different perspectives, because it helps us all to really be able to tap in and gain insight for ourselves in our own personal spirituality, so...
Yeah, so you guys are both awesome. It was just amazing being on the outside looking in and seeing, you know, that basically it's just like that simple, like you say, simplified ripple effect. You know, once it goes out, it shakes some of that off, and some, you know, you start seeing clarity. You come together. You know, and when it comes together, obviously that cohesiveness is there, and then you again become separate because it's going out again. But you always come back to the origin, so nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
You know. So it's
absolutely.
So anyway, you guys have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's
and
a pleasure.
Don't forget,
take
Francine,
care.
Go get your five stars at starpsychics.com.
Oh, starspsychics.com. Okay, I keep saying stars
with
network.
An S.
Starpsychics.com.
Stars with a Z, psychics.com. Go get your 5 free minutes.
Okay, wonderful.
And thank you
so much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Okay, I've got another caller here, and it's Rachel. And Stars James, she asked for you, so I'm going to let you talk to Stars. To Rachel, and give her a little mini reading. Here you go, Rachel.
All
you've
right,
got
Rachel.
Stars James on the air.
Hi. I spoke to you last week on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if you remember me. My question is, it's about a guy friend that had recently chose to not want me as a part of his life anymore. It's been since, and I'm wondering if anything has changed since then, like in his state of mind. Has he regretted what he has said and done and wishes he could take it back, or has he even thought about making amends? I am also very bothered that I keep thinking there is someone standing in the way between him that has him wrapped around their fingers so tight that his actions are only based on what that other person's under that other person's control rather than him thinking for himself. Is there any merit to this?
Okay, I can definitely look at that. Give me just a second here. I would just confirm that there's resolution in this. I do remember a little bit of what we had to talk about last week. There's definitely resolution in this. It comes naturally. I also think that you're right on in kind of seeing that there's another person involved. However, I still get the sense that person does not have malicious intent in what they're doing. I believe that in some ways they are kind of a sounding board for him, and they almost encourage some negative thoughts towards the relationship. That they're more just they try to pacify what he's already feeling, and in that it intensifies the negative viewpoint that he has related to the relationship. I think that there were things that that led up to this particular moment. It's not just this was a single event, and all of a sudden he just doesn't want to talk to you. I believe that there were interactions that you and him had before this happened. He used this person as kind of like a sounding board, and they intensified the negative qualities. And eventually, this is the result of that. I do not believe that he right now is even taking their counsel, and I do still see that in the future there will be a resolution. I think that you have to have patience. I think it may even take a few months before this resolution comes about, but it's going to be a natural progression. It's not something that you have to put a lot of energy into. To try to get it to happen. So you don't have to force his hand to try to get it to happen. And I see you interacting kind of in between now and when the reconciliation actually happens as well. So just be aware of that, that the reconciliation may not happen the very first encounter that you have.
Yeah, I would say probably the in-between now would be more of maybe a high or like a wave or maybe something or something like that.
Absolutely, yeah.
But just going back to that other part, has he felt any regret? I mean, does he feel bad or anything?
Now, in terms of regret, I mean, that's an interesting. I don't think that right now he's feeling shame or guilt over the situation. No, I think this is something that he will eventually kind of. I don't really think that it's an issue that deserves shame or guilt. I think that the natural progression that I see is more so related to just him, him reconnecting with the desire that he has to have the relationship, not necessarily because he feels guilty and needs to make amends.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I just think it was a bad choice that he did. I almost believe that he just did this as a way to escape some feelings that he has for me. That I keep believing over and over and over. So I don't know. That's just another thing that's been hitting me really hard. But I guess I'm just going to have to see. But that's just
right.
Like what's been going on here. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll just continue to see what happens. I just really miss him a lot. And it just still gets to me why it's been a while now, why he just keeps getting mad and never backs up anything he says. It's like making an accusation without even saying why or what for. It's kind of strange to me. So
right.
I'll see. But and this other person, is there just one other thing, this other person, is there anything you can tell me about that other person? But
right, I think it's just a friend, and like I said, I think that they're trying to pacify him more than trying to be malicious against you. So, this is a friend that he goes, oh, man, you just won't believe what Rachel did. She did this, 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 and this, and they're going, oh, yeah, that's terrible. Oh, you shouldn't have to put up with that. It's not because they're being malicious. It's because they're trying to pacify how he's feeling. They're trying to make him feel better. So I don't, I wouldn't necessarily try to point my finger at that person saying, oh, well, they're just being horrible people. It's more that they're just, reinforcing what he's already feeling instead of approaching it. Because it's very difficult to approach things in the opposite type of energy. It's like, well, they may have done this, but what is the, what's going on? What's going on in your relationship? How are you contributing to the circumstances? Most people don't do that. They're really just reinforcing the negative energy.
Yeah, it's just that other person must have heard something from me. I mean, you know what I mean? Like but I don't recall ever saying anything. I barely talked. Well, I don't know who the person might have been, though. But I don't know what I could have said to this person, but I don't know. I mean, this person somehow must have heard something, and they're telling him, and he's believing it for whatever reason. I don't know. It's like secondhand information or something like that.
Right.
But it's just, I don't know. it's just a little messy. But, yeah, like you said, naturally it's just going to have to come back around. He was a friend of mine. It's not like there's no past between us or anything. So if he really, if I mattered enough to him, as far as the way I look at it anyways, if I mattered enough to him, you know, he will come around definitely.
Yeah. Exactly. And I see that he is going to come around. I mean, I think it's pretty much, you haven't fully went through your karmic cycle with him. So, I mean, I just believe that, you know, this is something that will kind of come back around.
Karmic
All right,
cycle?
Rachel?
What do you mean by karmic cycle? I'm sorry.
You're not fully, I mean, you still have more of the relationship to live out. You're not done in this relationship. There is still a spiritual connection that has not fully been fulfilled in your relationship.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Rachel, for calling in. And I think since we are close to ending the show, how about Stars James and Stars Maya and Caitlin Clare, we talk about what we're going to be doing next week and, of course, our October 30th thing that we're going to have. I know it's going to be a two-hour show. So, Stars Maya, I'm going to let you start off with it, and then I'll talk when I can, and I'll just let you guys kind of run with what we're going to do next week and the following week, which will be a two-hour show.
Okay. Thank you, Stars Cast. And this is Stars Maya. Next week our topic is going to be on medium and mediumship. And just to define that, and we might each have a little bit different definition, and we'll see. My definition of that is that I connect with spirits, the spiritual energy of a person that has passed over, that has died. And my intention when I do that is always to bring peace and clarity. And I have found that it definitely does, and that it's a very good way of bringing peace and closure. I don't feel that you have to seek a medium in order to find that peace or closure, but sometimes doing that does help with the healing process. So that's going to be our topic for next week, and we'll move on to Stars Caitlin Clare, what she has to say about mediums and working in that venue.
I do pretty much the same thing. When I do mediumship readings, which is not too often because I generally do them in person, and it's not something I necessarily do much over the internet or the phone, but it is mostly to find closure. Also, sometimes I've found in my work that sometimes the spirits of the departed have messages for their family members. Sometimes that's congratulations on the new baby or the wedding, or I want you to know that, you know, I didn't have a chance to say this or say that to you before I passed over. So a lot of times it's about messages. Sometimes working as a medium, people will, you know, move into a home, and more often than not, I get the, oh my gosh, what's with the banging and the doorbell ringing and nobody there? And it's a matter of, you know, letting whoever's still inhabiting that dwelling, I guess that's more of a haunting, but letting them know that it's okay, that they can pass over, and teaching the person that's being, you know, afflicted by that how to deal with that specific energy. And what I like to suggest to them is, you know, on Halloween night, or Samhain as I celebrate it, is that you invite them over for dinner, and believe it or not, it works.
Okay, interesting. That's
it's an old tradition. I've done it myself in places I've lived at that were incredibly haunted. Drove my poor cats nuts, and it's just a matter of acknowledging the spirit and say, okay, I acknowledge you're there, and when you're ready, you'll move over. But it's just a matter of saying, okay, you're welcome here. You don't have to make such a ruckus. Come have
right.
dinner.
Right. Come and sit down, and, you know, kind
yeah.
of like
we're honoring
right.
our ancestors anyway. You're certainly welcome to join us.
Right. That's interesting. I love that idea. And this is Stars Maya.
It's called
talking.
A dumb supper. But it's been an Irish tradition for forever. I think, but my family's done it for a very long time. And we found,
okay.
you know, great success with it.
Well, I think that's great. I've actually never heard of doing anything like that before, but you brought up a really good point, and we don't want to go too much into the topic because, of course, we're going to be discussing it next week.
Right.
But definitely, I believe I just want to add a couple of things because I want our listeners to be, when it comes to, especially when we're grieving, I want to really warn everyone that if you come across someone that is wanting, you know, large amounts or large sums of money to do any type of spells or to connect, or they're telling you that you need to buy a lot of materials, candles and that, run for the hills, because actually the way that I view it, and I know some people prefer to do only face-to-face mediums, but it doesn't require any additional cost than what you would pay for whatever that session cost would be. It can be done within the session. And I also believe that, yes, like I totally agree with you, Stars, Caitlin, Claire, that oftentimes messages are – and usually someone may even come to us because they don't really know, but they have a feeling that a message is needed to be given. And I also feel that one thing, too, is there should be at least one validation. We're not mind readers, but as a medium, you should male or female, be able to pick up something significant, some type of validation that shows that you're not just, you know, what some people call cold reading, that, you know, you're not generalizing too much. You know, my thing that I always say is, you know, I can't tell you Aunt Martha wore a red dress with, you know, blue trim at Uncle Johnny's wedding. I may not be able to provide that, but a true medium should be able to provide at least one validation that lets you know and lets you feel some trust with that expert, again, regardless. So let's go ahead, because let's go over this quickly because we're coming to the end, so we can talk about our Halloween special, which is actually going to be a two-hour show. So I know we're all excited about that. So go ahead, Stars James, and give us your take on mediumship and working with those that have crossed over, or however you word that.
Wow.
Well, I need to interrupt. We have a caller. So.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's a good thing. Now, I don't know who would like to do a little reading for her. Do I have any? Yes, I'll do it. Or, you know, I know. Who's up next? Is it you, Stars Maya? Were you up next to do a reading?
I have not done a reading. I'm not sure. I know Stars James did. Did Stars Caitlin, Claire, have you done a reading?
Yes.
Okay.
So I guess
all right. Well, then let's let you take it, Stars Maya, and then we'll be close to the 8 o'clock, and we'll still be able to talk a little bit because I've got a lot of people in the chat room with a lot of readers that showed up there that we can tell them about our Halloween. So don't anybody go away. Okay. Maya, let me connect you with this gal. Her name is Erica. Stars, Erica, you didn't know you were Stars. You are Erica. But Erica, you're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, yes. My question is, will the judge make a decision this week regarding my case, and will it be favorable?
Okay, Erica, and I know this has been, I feel like this has been, well, obviously it would be a stressful situation. My guides are telling me, you know, and we heard from Stars Caitlin Claire about Mercury going retrograde.
Yeah.
What I'm feeling is I feel like, first of all, I want you to know the outcome is going to be in your favor and is going to be positive. So let's start with the good news first. But it's almost as though I feel like there is going to be some decision, but the finality of that decision, it seems like there's going to be some type of short delay or some obstacle. It may have to do with paperwork didn't get sent in correctly. So it's coming across as being a little confusing, and I don't want to confuse you, but my guides say if you just, you know, keep the faith and be patient and don't stress out if there's some little, because it feels like it's minor in the sense it's not really related to the negotiations with the case. It seems kind of like external to me. So I'm hesitant to say that you're 100% you're going to get a decision, because on the one hand, I feel that you will get something that will, it will validate for you that it appears that it's going to go in your favor, and it is, so I am being shown that. But there's going to be some little small minor mess up, and so I do feel that there may be some type of continuation or something additional that may be done before the actual, you know, judge, the stamp and you know, that seal of approval or that finality of it all. But you don't need to worry about that, and I'm glad that you got to call in, Erica. This way you're prepared if that happens. You don't go into panic mode and think, oh, no, is this going to change everything? Is this going to be a big deal? It's not. Just stay positive with this. It is going to go in your favor, and I appreciate your question. God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Many blessings.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you, Erica, for calling. And, you know, you can get 5 free minutes over at starspsychics.com. Just create an account, and you do your tiny little survey, and you're good to go, and it's a $10 value. And thank you for calling in tonight. So now, my stars, let's discuss what we're going to do on Halloween before we wrap up the show here. I think what I'm going to do on mine is I'm going to do some kind of giveaways because we have a couple of weeks to really promote this. So all of my staff that's in the chat room right now, and there's quite a few, I need to thank them as well. It's Stars Priestess Candy, Stars Judy Noah, Stars Karmic Kyra, Stars Phoenix, and our Stars Morning Star is in there. And I'm thrilled. There was a lot of people in there tonight. So, my stars, what do you think about we should do for our October 30th show? Any ideas? Or you want to maybe think about it, and next week we can announce it? Like I said, I want to do some giveaways, I think, of some kind. I don't exactly know what. I can do something from on my end, and I think it's a good time. I think we can have fun. I think we can all tell about stories. I'll tell you about, and I think I told Stars Maya this, about the three knocks of death. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of that before. That's pretty scary when you do hear that. But I'll put it over to you. Caitlin, what do you think? You got any ideas for our Halloween bash, pre-Halloween bash that we're going to have?
Oh, definitely a paranormal theme, since the veil is so thin and, you know, people will be having those kind of experiences. And I think it would be fun to share our own experiences with the paranormal.
Exactly. What about you, Sarah?
And how
Jane?
We deal with it. How do you deal with something going bump in the night?
Exactly. Exactly. Sarah James, what do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm on board paranormal all the way. I think that that's a great topic to address. And, I think that we're going to have some really great, really wonderful things to share about it, too. I mean, through our own experiences, and then maybe some differing perspectives. I kind of like that this is a forum that we can kind of share just maybe some different perspectives on what, you know, how we see things. So
that's exactly right, and that's what makes it so nice when you have so many people that can speak, and because everybody has their own opinion. I even have some things that have happened to me. Somebody would say that it was paranormal. It was a visitation, so I guess it kind of was. Stars Maya, I know you're going to have ideas for our October 30th show.
Yes, I'm really excited. I think that I've always loved Halloween, and I've got a personal story that I'm really excited to share, not just because it's spooky, but also because it was actually my first introduction and realization of the gifts, even though I did recognize those at a very early age, it brought a whole new level. So, and this case had a lot of documentation to it. So I want to share that. And the other thing I thought that we could all consider talking about and sharing, I know that there's different views. In my generation, I'm in my 50s, and my mom always talked to us about it being called Beggar's Night. And I know there's some religions that look at Halloween as having, you know, like almost evil to it. So I think, you know, perhaps we could share what our ideas are about how Halloween came to be and, you know, the trick-or-treating. So I think even talking about some of that, what it means, and we could even, I mean, it's like we could really branch off to a lot of different things. And I was thinking even discussing, sorry, I've had a little bit of a cold, and I know my voice is just a little scratchy, but it would be a good chance, too, for us to discuss some superstitions and what our beliefs are on those. You know, are they real? Are there some superstitions or signs? Like the one that comes to mind is the black cat. I don't want to give too much away, but I am very excited. I feel if you've missed the show or you haven't been regular, this is the show that you don't want to miss, that I feel everyone's going to be talking about, and I know that I am going to make sure that everyone I know and am able to network and connect with know about this, because I think it's just going to be phenomenal. So Stars Maya, and I'm, as you can tell, I'm worked up and excited. I can't wait.
You are really hyped. You're all hyped about it. And we will have Stars Morningstar back with us. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of time. And if I have a few other readers that want to join in for that time, because we're going to have 2 hours, if I can juggle the phone lines, then we're good to go. It's kind of fun doing this. I want to let everybody know. It's impromptu. Like, you know, I always have to make the adjustments of what's going on. I mean, it's just not yours truly talking and then going to all these calls. Somebody gets dropped. I have to go over to the chat room. So I love the fact that I can use all of my multitasking skills, but I do want to thank all of you for coming, Stars Maya, Stars Caitlin Claire, Stars James, of course. I just think it's wonderful. I look forward to next week, and we'll talk on mediums and mediumship, and then we'll start preparing the show for October 30th. Thanks to everybody in the chat room for making this a wonderful experience for all of us. So many came in. It's just a lot of people, you know, really prefer not to talk on the air, and we have to understand that, so we make our adjustments, don't we? So everybody have a great night, and I will see you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Much love to all of you.
Yes, lots of love to you guys, too.
Bye-bye.